We've now valued the company, what, 11 ways in about an hour and 40 minutes, which again, you'll cut down a lot of that time. You'll definitely in time. Mm-hmm. We've already done these last week.
Mm-hmm.
So you now know how to value a company. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, when you include price to book, 23 different ways you know how to value a company.
Yeah.
And we will go over owner's earnings for IDEXY next time.
Yeah.
So we didn't cover these in this session because we did these last session, and we'll finish these up. I'll do the TV calculation next time on my own, so we can calculate the owner's earnings as well.
But so we will do even with Shafiq and David the next time because
hopefully they show
because it's interesting this lesson.
Yes.
So if we can continue with them, it will be great for them.
Mateo, if I would have told you within weeks of the masterclass coaching program, you would know how to value a company in a real world sense, 23 different ways within a matter of weeks, what would you have said?
Yeah, that's great. Actually, I was expecting to go much slower, you know? I was expecting to go much slower in the beginning.
So, and this all makes sense, correct? You understand everything we talked about.
Yeah, that's the thing. It makes sense. It's not just that I make it. You say, okay, we should do like this and do it. It makes sense. And
that's the reason I wanted to emphasize this is because even though you are brand new at pretty much all of these valuations, we still covered this, and even though I went a lot slower than I normally do. Usually I can do these in 20 to 45 minutes, all of these by myself in 20 to 45 minutes, because I've been doing them for so long, and you'll be able to do the same. Mm-hmm. The reason I emphasize this to people is because we did 23 different valuations, 24, again, when you include owner's earnings next week. So we did 23 valuations in an hour and 40 minutes, which you'll be able to cut down on. Most people who do DCF valuations, discounted cash flow valuations, they take several hours just to set up that one valuation.
Yeah.
So, and to me, that valuation, again, doesn't make sense for the reasons we've talked about, because there's so many different kind of nuances and kind of guesses that the number is highly off in most cases. At least in my, because I suck at estimating things. So at least in my estimate, or at least when I would, if I were to use it, it would be way off. So you can value a company 23 or 24 different ways in about an hour once you get really good at this, that will show you not only the actual valuations and your potential margin of safety that you need, it will show you a kind of real world price for what you should pay for the company. It will show you what you should expect to earn owning the company the next year. It will show you the owner's earnings of the company, the real world kind of economic earnings of the company, and what you as a total business owner could do. It will show you the balance sheet. It will help you kind of slow down and go over the balance sheet step by step so you get an idea of the balance sheet strength. It will do all of these things, and again, over time, in less than an hour. How powerful do you think that is over time, just in terms of saving time? How powerful do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a lot. And I am looking, like, when I read some financial statements, I see that it's much easier, like, to understand the financial statement than even to make the calculation. Like, even before you make the calculation, you can already expect the results from that.
Yes. So
just looking at the numbers,
So while, and I just want to talk about DCF valuations a little bit more because I always get asked about it. is I can understand them once they are done. I can understand what their kind of thought process and their the number that they get to.
Yeah.
But in terms of what goes into it, a lot of it doesn't make sense. So by going through all of these, it'll not only give you the value of everything and your kind of margin of safety you should want to buy at. So for example, I didn't even talk about this, is if I was just to use this valuation for IDXY, I would want to buy the company at like below $7 a share. Mm-hmm. So that's where the margin of safety comes in. But you also get a deeper, a far deeper understanding of the company's operations, balance sheet, profitability levels, all of these things by doing all these valuations. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about anything today?
No, there is no question for what we did. No.